Okay, abstract said 2011. I've got 2012 here. I was able to update in between the abstract and making the presentation. Any users of MEPS here? There you go. There's a couple anyway. All right. Well, we'll talk about it a little bit. No relationships to disclose. Just a little bit of background about MEPS. If you're not familiar with it, it's based on the sample is derived from the National Health Interview Survey. We take about half of that sample, 14,000 households, 33,000 people, representative of the civilian non-institutionalized population. That takes on a little bit more significance here because we're talking about the elderly. So if you're thinking about nursing home expenditures, that's not going to be here. So that's a big part of the total. It's not going to be in MEPS. It wasn't designed for that. MEPS is about to go into its 20th panel. In panel one, back in 1996, we did have a nursing home component, but that's been it. Okay, just no momentum to bring that back at this point. Cover 2 years of data. So if we first see you in 2014, we're going to see you also in 2015. Cover those 2 years. See you five times over 2.5 years. Typically, one respondent per household. Yep. Okay, now when we talk about expenditures, healthcare expenditures, we collect this at the event level. When we come to see you, we enumerate the different types of events, and I'll give you that list in just a minute. And then we find out what kind of money was exchanged for those visits. And this is an important part here. Expenditures and MEPS represent actual payments, not total charge. We do also collect total charge, so you can calculate the discount if you wish to. But here we're just talking about the money that exchanged hands. Sources of payment, the next slide will show you that. And then what we're dealing with here is adding up all those sources of payment to our total expenditures. So what we end up with here are there's 10 different sources here. Those on the left, out-of-pocket, private insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, that's the lion's share of the total. And this other category, these others on the right, I group those all into other because they represent maybe about 5% of the total. Okay, so here's where we pick up medical conditions. You've told us about events, and so here are the different events: inpatient, outpatient, emergency room, office-based, home health. And so when we identify those, we ask you, well, why did you go? You know, what was discovered? And from that, we can start to build up a conditions roster. This is a roster that we build up over those five visits. And then we also do it for prescribed medicines. You know, what was that prescription for? There's a couple other events in MEPS that don't have any link to conditions. One is dental, and the other is other medical, which is just kind of like everything that's left over. Durable medical equipment is in there. Some other things along those lines. Again, it's a pretty small piece of the pie. Okay, so here's what I've defined chronic conditions as. I mean, we could probably debate, you know, what this list should be. But I'm pretty confident that if you took some of these away or added some or changed the mix, that the patterns that we see would be the same. Okay, so as far as sample goes, split out pretty evenly for those that had no conditions. In other words, of this definition of chronic conditions that I've just given you, if they had zero of those identified in their events, they would go into no chronic conditions. We have another group here, about a third, that's one and then two or more. If you weight this up, you know, you get your around 43 million elderly in 2012 minus, there'll be a little bit less, minus those that are residing in nursing homes. As a rule of thumb, one person in MEPS represents about 10,000 people in the population. Okay, so on this first slide here, you know, I feel kind of badly that all these results are kind of like obvious, but I guess it's nice that the data kind of goes along with common sense. I mean, that's not a problem. If it was the other way, then we'd be trying to explain ourselves. So here are the different events down here. Ambulatory care, this is defined as emergency room, office-based and outpatient. Inpatient stay, prescribed medicines, home health. And you get the same pattern here. Again, it's not really a surprise. The more conditions you have, the more likely you are to have utilization. So all these estimates here are different from one another. I guess one thing you kind of take away from this is elderly, pretty much all elderly, have some kind of ambulatory care and prescribed medicines. Those are kind of linked. You go to the doctor, you get a script, that sort of thing. And then the frequency here for inpatient stay and home health is much lower. But still, you see that increase. A quarter of those that have two or more chronic conditions end up going into the hospital at least once during the year. Okay, so the first one was utilization. This one is the money. So again, I think we are not surprised by this pattern, that those with no chronic conditions, as defined here, I'm the last one, so I'm not going to go over on anybody, right? When your 4 o'clock comes, you can leave, right? I can't hold you here. But we'll be okay. Okay, one chronic condition, you can see that the total is about 3 times as much, and then again more for 2 chronic conditions. But I want you to look at the red here. The red part of this bar is our expenditures specifically for those chronic conditions. And you can see it starts to eat up more of the total as we move forward. In the one chronic condition, that's about a third of the total, and in 2 or more, it's about 50%. And in this next slide, and there's a lot on this next slide, but it basically shows you the same pattern. But this is split by the different types of events: ambulatory, inpatient, prescribed medicines, and home health. And again, the split is about one third for one chronic condition, 50% for 2 conditions. A little bit of a difference here. Ambulatory care is not quite that type of split, whereas home health care is actually a bigger piece. In home health care, for one, it's about two-thirds, and for 2 or more, it's about three-fourths. And that's reflected here in this next slide. What I have here is, you can see the total expenditures up at the top, 3,411 over to 1,500, 205. These all add up to 100%, and you can see that home health care, that's purple up at the top, starts to take a bigger piece of the slice of the pie as we move along, and ambulatory care kind of goes the other direction. You do see a jump here in inpatient stay as well, but that's just dichotomous, whether you have conditions or not. The 1 and 2 conditions are pretty much the same. So you see this change. However, I want to emphasize here that, remember here, the pies are growing also, right? So when you see 2.7% of 3,004, and you go over to 13.9% of 15,205, it's actually quite a substantial increase in the amount of money. Okay, now here what we have are now the sources of payment. We've got our totals, and well, who's paying for it? Well, the kind of the take-home message here is Medicare kind of like swamps everything, right? It's about 64% all the way through, but remember, again, this is 64% of an ever-increasing pie. A couple other things going on here is you do see Medicaid come into play a little bit more, and you do see out-of-pocket be a little bit less as a proportion. So keep in mind, this is going to be about $400, and down here at the end, that's $1,200. Even though the percent went down, the amount of money goes up because the total's gone up. And lastly, I don't know how I am on time, but here we go. This is just to get an idea of burden. And again, nothing really surprising here. The more conditions you have, the greater the burden as far as paying out of pocket. So we've got here 5% is the threshold of family income, 10%, 20%. Everywhere you look, you can see that the burden is greater as the number of chronic conditions goes up. So I will add here that this would make it even greater, is that premiums isn't in this mix. This is just out-of-pocket payments. So, This is pretty much everything I've told you, that you know, the number of events goes up as chronic conditions go up. The proportion paid towards chronic condition, treatment of chronic conditions goes up. I heard the split was about 33% to 50%. Here, ambulatory care is less of the pie, and home health care is more of the pie, as well as inpatient care. The top two here are related. I've mentioned this, that out-of-pocket tends to decline. Medicare tends to go up, but that, again, or Medicaid, but again, Medicare is really the taking the lion's share for all of these different groups. And then lastly, as we wrap up here, about 20% of individuals have at least 5% of their income going towards care of chronic conditions. That's it. And it looks like I got 20 seconds left.
There's a little bit more time than that. Thank you so much for that interesting presentation. Any questions for Dr. Rhodes?
Jeff. For Jeff, yes. Go ahead. We're here in the back. No, yeah, there, lay in the gray. Future, I don't see our funding increasing. Yeah, MEPS was never designed for state level estimates. There are about 30 states that we can generate estimates for. If you pooled several years, you could probably get a little bit further, but as it stands now, it's national or regional.
Okay.
Yeah. Questions? Yeah. Well, I mean, it starts with a national health interview survey, because we derive our sample from them, and that's a household-based survey. One thing to keep in mind is for both NHIS and MEPS is that they're clustered samples, and the reason for that is it simply has to do with sending 500 interviewers to 15,000 households. And so you want to cluster that so there's less driving and flying and that sort of thing. But when you get down to it, it is representative of the civilian non-institutionalized population.
Any final questions?